This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Most Colorado Congress members voted to keep the federal government open Saturday, including all Democrats and Republican Representative Doug Lamborn. Democratic Congressman Jason Crow was also a yes, but like others from his party, he wasn't happy that the funding package left out a major Democratic priority.
I certainly would have wanted Ukraine funding, but we've got to fund our own government. We're going to do that.
Colorado Republicans Lauren Boebert and Ken Buck voted against the measure. Boebert says Congress shouldn't be funding the federal government through continuing resolutions. Two new gun laws take effect in Colorado today. One requires a 3-day waiting period before buyers can take possession of new guns. Supporters say it might give potentially violent or suicidal people more time to reconsider their impulses. But opponents argue it's unconstitutional and will ask a court to block it. The second new law will make it easier for people to file lawsuits against gun makers. A crash involving an RTD bus and another vehicle left one person dead and two others injured Saturday. This happened in North Denver in the 4900 block of Race Street. Denver police say the person who died was a passenger in the other vehicle. RTD told Denver 7 that no one on the bus was injured. And yesterday's high of 91 degrees broke records in Denver. The National Weather Service says it was the hottest temperature seen this late in the year since 1872. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.